Okay, so a topic that's been thrown around not just amongst us here on the Chronicle staff, but also like my own family, some of my friends. We've just been starting to talk about like what we are first gonna do when quarantine gets lifted. Like, I don't know, since it's been over a month now, it's kind of been setting in how little there is to do here and what we're missing from the outside world. So does anyone have any big plans from for when this is lifted?
I'm really excited to spend a bunch of money to get my horse tested to prove that he's not sick so that I can haul him out of state into clinics and learn some things.
I mean, that is definitely something that would be exciting to do.
Yeah,
That
or at least driving out to audit or watch clinics. There's one in Illinois where I'm contemplating if it's worth the 5.5 hour drive just to watch, because it's like this one farm that has these really fancy horses called Lipizzaners, and they have like trainers from Europe come over and teach clinics. So I'm kind of weighing that right now, but that's something I'm really thinking.
Oh,
Yeah, I think the
that's
main thing for me, it's kind of boiled down to what restaurants I want to eat at, and then just going back to the movie theater. Like, those are really the two
Let's
main
be real.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I miss eating out. I love every time. This is one of the things that I'm gonna do when I get out is I'm gonna text all my friends and be like, where do you wanna go? Like, that's one of the things that I would always do. Like, I would always catch up with my friends. Like, I was busy. I'd always be like, hey, wanna go out? And then we'd go out. So I'm definitely gonna hit up McDonald's, Olive Garden, all those places. Like, my money is gonna be gone.
Well, like even
I feel
though
like
we,
that's why. Go ahead.
oh, I was just gonna say, like, even though we can still like get delivery or takeout, it's not the same. Like,
It's
it doesn't
not
even
the
taste the same. Like, minus the
same.
actual like environment or just the feeling of going out, it's like it always just tastes
It's
slightly like almost old
horrible.
or like slightly
Yeah.
soggy once you get it home.
Yeah,
It's more
exactly.
like the experience that I enjoy when going out to eat.
Oh yeah, especially when it's like 10 p.m. and you're hungry and your friends are like, hey, let's go to McDonald's, and you're like, okay, and you stay there till like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. It's just there's something that just can't replace that feeling.
Definitely never done that, but maybe I should once this is over. I've
I
definitely
mean, it
never
sounds like
been,
fun.
yeah, I've
It's
never done an
fun.
overnight at a fast
Oh
food
yeah.
place.
Imagine just after a long day of working and school and you're hungry and you haven't eaten and it's like 10 p.m. and you're like, wow, I should probably eat something. And your friend is like, what are you doing? And you guys drive to McDonald's and you guys just spend like 3, 4 hours just talking about nothing. Like, it's just so much fun.
They don't kick you out after that long, though? Or do you just keep ordering food so they can't kick you out?
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, if it's a like a nice restaurant where they close, then yeah, you have to get out of there. But if it's like a McDonald's, no, they don't really care. Or you just sit outside and you're just like, okay, whatever. Or you sit in the car. It's mainly those like late night drives where like you do random stuff at night. That's what I miss, especially the summer nights because it's so nice out. So you just like cruise around, mess around.
Yeah, I get that too.
You were gonna say something though, Aaron?
Oh yeah, I feel like that's why there's gonna be this big like boom after everything's kind of going back to normal, because I feel like almost everyone has the same feeling of, oh, I'm gonna go to this restaurant and like do this thing. So everyone's gonna go out at once, and there's just gonna be this huge boom, people going out and spending money. It's gonna be interesting to see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how they roll out reopening restaurants and stuff, if they will just go full force, or if it's going to be like, we'll open it up, but only like half the restaurant, so it's not massive crowds all at once.
I feel like
Yeah, I think.
oh, sorry.
Oh, you can go ahead.
Oh, no, you can go ahead.
I think that they were kind of saying that they'll, yeah, kind of do like half the restaurant type thing, or at the very least, like space out tables, like they're not just going to go full force right away, is what I heard at least.
Because my my movie theater, and I think it's just something that, I don't know if it's just movie theaters in general or if it's like restaurants, but they have like a 3-tier reopening plan where it's like bronze, silver, and gold, where it's like they'll do like a third, then half, then try the whole thing depending on how it goes. Then either move it up or down if it starts to like get bad again, or if it like is getting, if it's still going good, then they'll let more people in.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't heard that before.
I just miss, because especially doing work or not work, school stuff here at home. I miss going to cafes to do school's work.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you said that.
Like, I didn't realize how hard it was for me to actually, like, do my papers and stuff, like, at home.
Oh, like, yeah. I have this whole ritual where I'll, if I really need to get something done or, like, it's, like, really urgent and I need to focus, I'll go to, I have a cafe that's down the street called Freedom Blend Cafe. I'll always go there. I have, like, this whole ritual where I go, I order an iced dirty chai, I'll sit down. Sometimes when it's really nice, usually in the summer, this time last summer when I moved back home, I would like go out to their tables and I would just soak in the sun and just write my papers. It was like the best feeling ever. And I hate the fact that I can't do that anymore.
So what makes the cafe different from your house? Like, in your opinion,
my computer isn't there. There's not like, I don't know. It's just a different feeling. Like, if I go, it's like going to the gym to work out as opposed to like working out in your basement or like at your house, where it's like, well, if you go to a place, there's something in my mind that like clicks where it's like, all right, I'm here to do a thing. I'm going to do the thing.
Okay. Because I've never gone to a cafe and I didn't know if I'd get more distracted. Like, just sitting there and then people like walking in and out.
I guess it depends on the kind of person you are. Like,
and it definitely depends on what cafe you go to. I know there's some cafes that kind of put, like, some upbeat meat. Like, a Starbucks is not a good place for me to study at all. Just because, like, people are constantly in and out. It's so busy. Yet, like, the more, like, small and local cafes, like, small businesses, those are the ones that I like to go to the most because they're really mellow. And, like, people, I mean, sometimes it does get busy, but everyone kind of respects each other's space. It kind of just has that vibe. Everyone's there. It's kind of like the vibe of a library, except with caffeine. And for me, my parents don't let me have caffeine like at home. So especially if I'm doing like a really long paper, I want to be able to stay up. So I usually like go to the cafe. And I don't know. It's just something, a ritual I developed in high school because my house is, I have two little brothers. And when they were younger, they were so loud. So I would need a place to concentrate, so I'd just always go to a cafe. And so now it's kind of, like Cole said, it kind of clicks in your mind. You go to a cafe to study. You go to the gym to work out.
Sometimes I would even just go up, even if I didn't have class that day, I would go up to DMAC and just hang out kind of by the cafe in Building 5, just because being around other people doing productive things helps me be productive also.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's ironic that, for me. Sorry, Aaron.
Clary. No, you can go ahead. It's fine.
Okay. I said that's ironic for me because even on campus, it's hard for me to study in the library of all places because I love watching people and the library, it's relatively like high activity place as far as like, oh, a bunch of people will pass through and stuff like that just to get out of the building. But if I'm ever in the library, I have to sit at one of those tables facing the wall, and it's really sad, but it's what helps me.
That's another thing I might do once this is done, is just people watch. Like, just go to a place and just watch the people.
Yeah, yeah, I miss that too.
Watching people at malls or, like, Building 5 with some good people watching sometimes. Yeah, that's the only reason I would go to the Iowa State Fair is to people watch, which I don't know.
That's my main reason too.
I don't know if they've canceled the fair.
I hope not. I love the fair. It's just one of those Iowa things that you look, the few Iowa things that you look forward to. If they cancel it, it's just going to be really sad.
Which maybe it's far enough out where they haven't made a decision yet, but
I think the board would have to, like, I think the board for the Iowa State Fair would wait until, like, they know it's absolutely, like, necessary that they have to close it. Otherwise, I think it's still a go because it's a big part of the local economy for Iowa.
Yeah, but, like, it's such a big crowd, though, that even in, what, August, it's like, I don't know, it kind of worries me.
Well, and you get people traveling in and out of Iowa to go to it. Like, people not even from Iowa will come to Iowa to go to the Iowa State Fair. So, right. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, I guess there's risk of people coming in and then going, bringing whatever back home with them if it's not still safe. But
yeah, I just feel like, I mean, it won't be back to normal, like 100% normal in August, I feel like. So I don't know. I just, yeah, I don't know.
And I mean, I haven't been to the fair in like years. Like, I think it's been 4 years since I've been to the fair, if not longer. But I might go this year if it's still open, if it's safe, just one, because I haven't been in a while. Two, it's like, well.
I went with my parents last year, and keep in mind, I'm 20. Well, I guess at the time I was 19, and like, people were giving me weird looks, but I was like, hey guys, like, yes, I'm 19 and I'm hanging out with my parents, but guess who's paying for all the food that I'm buying? That's what I thought.
Yeah, I found it, the state fair is the most fun when you go with like a group of friends and like you're like your close friends, because then you just, you know, you enjoy each other's company the whole time and mess around and eat good food, and yeah, it's pretty fun.
Oh yeah.
I also miss parks, because me and my girlfriend would go walk at parks like all the time.
Yeah, on like a nice day walking in a park. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I did that yesterday. I went to Elk Rock. So, I mean, there's still a few places that you can go out and like go hiking and stuff. And at least that, I think I get, then at least you're out of the house for a little bit. Like, we were out for a few hours.
I just know that Reynolds technically closed parks around here. Like, oh, I guess there's nothing stopping you from going to one.
But Justin, I guess
you're technically not supposed to.
Really? I didn't know that. Because we're like, go to Elk Rock. So we just went around, hiked around.
Being said, is there like, are you going to feel like morally like guilty or something if you feel compelled to go out and you're like, oh wait, now I know?
No.
to be fair, that was one of those things where like I didn't quite understand why you would just like why close the whole park. Like, I don't know.
I feel like it's mainly for children, probably, because I feel like they don't want them mingling because they don't really understand. But I don't know.
But it's like, it's an open area. You can try to keep distance. If there's too many people, just leave. I don't know.
I don't know if our government trusts us in that regard, though.
I mean, I don't know if I fully trust us either, but I miss parks, so.
Yeah.
When I drove up there, though, they said trails are open.
The trails might be. The actual parks themselves might not, if that makes sense.
Okay. So, like, no, I'm a little confused now. So, like, the park itself is closed, but what's inside the park is open?
Well, the trail would be, like, leading from one place to another, right? Like, you're not just staying in one place, you're moving. At a park, okay. Like, with park equipment or, like, whatever, like, benches, things like that, you're kind of just staying in one place together. Like, they're thinking of it as, like, a meeting area. Where, like, you'll go and group up with people. As where the trails are for exercise and just moving.
Okay. Oh, I'm with you now. I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
Well, I, for one, know that my family's probably going to throw, like, a huge barbecue. Or, I guess, not a barbecue, but a carne asada. When all of this is over. Usually a tradition of my family's, especially when it's this nice, is we'll take turns, like, in my family. So, like, One day we'll like take we'll cook the food and everything, and then another week my uncle and my aunt will do it, and then another uncle and aunt will do it, and we just kind of get together and eat and grow food, and it's just so good, and I miss it so much because we would go to like parks, we'd go to people's houses, and I guess I just miss that whole element.
You know, I kind of look forward to, like, even 3-4, like, I honestly, the rest of my life from now, because I feel like everyone who's gone through this is going to be so appreciative of just even the littlest things. Like, this time, or, like, even, you know, throughout the entire year, for the rest of our lives, we're going to be like, man, I remember when I was stuck in my house and I couldn't just go to a restaurant or do whatever, and I feel like there's going to be this sense of, you know, appreciation for just everything in our normal lives. It's not going to be taken for granted anymore.
People forget.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
maybe us personally won't, because I guess I was thinking you were going to go the other way, where other people are going to be nicer to you, like are just going to be nicer in general or more appreciative of things in general, and I'm like, no, because I'm thinking of like if people who work at retail, like they're still gonna have garbo customers who like don't True. Care what yeah. they went through all this.
So normal people, like, I'll specify to that.
Yeah. But no, I mean, yeah, I agree with what you say, where it's like us as individuals, I guess, could have a greater appreciation of smaller things that we took for granted. Because, I mean, that's right. what I've realized going through this, is things that I've missed.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
I didn't definitely. Realize I would.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big window shopper. Like, I don't really want to go spend a bunch of money, but I want to go just browse stores.
Ooh, yeah, I get that for sure. Yeah, you want to think about spending money while you look mm-hmm. at items, but not actually mm-hmm. spend it.
Yeah, I want to debate about buying something and then never do, or just look at a bunch of stuff yeah. knowing I'm not buying it, but I want to look at it anyway.
I love yeah. bargain shopping, like going to Ross, Marshalls, and getting like all this stuff for like finding something and like finding it for really cheap, and be like, oh, score. Or like a thrift store and like seeing something you like, and oh, I miss thrift shopping and stuff like that.
Me too.
I have so many outfits that I need more. Like, I have a shirt, but I don't have jeans to go with it. Or I have jeans, but, you know, this, like, I need a new top. And so sometimes, like, when I'm at home, I'll, like, try on new outfits with the clothes, but I have a limited amount of clothes now. Like, I can't go out and be like, I'm going to shop for a shirt and then come back with, like, 10 pairs of jeans. Like, that's not a possibility for me. And I hate online shopping because I like to try clothes on before I buy them, because I don't know if they're going to fit me or not. And then, like, the hassle of returning them is just so much. Ugh.
Yeah, that's the first thing I'm going to do when this is over, is go to the thrift store. And then probably the record store.
Yeah, or even, like, going to a store with a purpose for, like, a specific item, but then from there, browsing everything else. Like, you can get something online that you specifically want, but you don't have the ability to go and look around the rest of the store after you get your thing.
Yeah, right. It's not the same. Because you can, yeah, you yeah. can technically browse online, but being able to just see the actual stuff is more interesting, right?
Yeah, and, like, holding
like
in your hand.
How we talked
and,
about, like, not being able to, like, go to Barnes and Nobles and like browse through all the books.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Like that. It's not as fun to buy the book online.
Well, and Barnes and Noble's almost like an experience too, since they have the cafe in there too. So it's like you grab something you think is interesting, you can go to the cafe, get a coffee, either drink it while you browse, or like look through a book to see if you want it while in the cafe. And like, I mean, you can't do that online.
Yeah, yeah, and going in the store is so calming itself. It's like a whole other world in there.
There's that book smell throughout the whole store,
yes.
which is another thing that I miss. It's just the smell of like a bookstore.
Someone needs to make a candle out of that.
Like, bookstore smell.
What would that be? Just like paper? I guess, would it be like a woody smell? Like,
can't even describe it.
Yeah.
New books. And then, like, yeah. a hint of Starbucks if you're going to a certain location. Mm-hmm. It's almost, like, trans-like, where you just feel like, I feel like I need to use this tranquil, like, unique time and buy, like, 13 books At least that's what I feel compulsed to doing.
I'll kind of be curious too when like everything opens back up and movie theaters start opening, because it'll be like, what movies are going to be in theaters by the time everything's opened back up? Because like we know a lot of places have halted production, so it's like, what's going to actually be out?
So what our theater is doing up at Flix, which is we've done it before, we do it a lot, but they're going to do alternate content to start opening up, where they basically just play older, like, cult classic movies or older popular movies that they can get for cheaper, basically.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And are just to fill out a schedule to just start getting people back in.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
That is so, an amazing idea.
We were going to do a showing of Boondock Saints right when this all started, so they might, like, bring that back and then go from there.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah. I think there's a lot of theaters that are thinking of doing that, but I know that we've done stuff like that before. But yeah, because you're right. Like, I think Wonder Woman's the next big movie, and that's not until August.
I disagree. Mulan was supposed to come out.
Pushed back, didn't it?
I think so, but it was supposed to come out, I think, in May, which is...
I think it was March, actually. I think it was supposed to be out, like, the end of the month.
Yeah, it was, like, March.
March 27th. And I have a photographic memory.
That I cannot go see it. Because it looks so good. Oh, I'm so excited.
Let's see when. Because if that comes... I mean, yeah, if that comes out sooner, then yeah. That will be, like, the next bigger one. But I don't remember when that's supposed to come out now.
Yeah, and I feel like for a lot of entertainment things, there's going to be this weird, like, month or two gap of just, like, nothing almost. Like, anything that was filmed, like, pre-quarantine will be, like, coming out. But then everything else, I feel like there's going to be this weird awkward period while things are, like, catching up.
July 24th is, I guess, the new Mulan release date.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so in late July... I guess, is when there's an actual, like, big movie that will come out. But that still leaves a couple months of if they do open back up and there's nothing to show.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to be a very angry 20-year-old if Mulan doesn't come out. I will tell you that.
What made you want to see that, though? Because I feel like, to me, personally, it looked not the best. Especially when you look at all the other, like, remakes they've done for live-action stuff.
Well, I guess Mulan in itself is just, like, it's just a good story plot. Like, if they mess up Mulan, there's no words for that. Like, it's just good.
For me, this one actually seems like it might be more interesting to see personally, because the other remakes are almost more beat for beat, as where this one I think is going to be more different.
Or like more of an original story type thing.
Yeah, well, it's more based off of the original myth or legend. There's a like either a myth or a legend that Mulan's based off of, but I think this remake one is supposed to be more closely related to.
I heard of that too. Okay.
As where, like, something like Aladdin was pretty much a, like, recreation of the original with maybe some, like, songs thrown in from the stage play or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be more interested in, like,
Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'd be more interested in just, like, a more of an original story type thing, because, like you said, with Aladdin, it was just, like, the same thing, so what's the point in making it? But yeah, if they're going to follow the original stuff a little more closely, that would be pretty interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can it's go like ahead. A... I'm sorry.
That's what would make me want to try out this version of Mulan. But the thing that makes me doubt is there's no music in it. Like there's less songs with the characters, and that's what I loved about the original. I think the Mulan soundtrack is the best. The best Disney soundtrack, bar none, for me.
I mean, Mulan's my favorite Disney movie, just full stop.
Same.
Is Eddie Murphy going to be in the new one?
No, Mushu's
out. Oh, gosh.
Mushu and Shang are both not going to be in it.
Why? That was like,
what?
Because they're not in the original.
Shang, no!
They're not in the original telling that this is more based off of. He's the, like, commander of their army. The guy who sings Make a Man
Out
of You.
Wait, what? Yeah, okay, that's stupid. Yeah.
Okay. General Lee Shang was like my childhood crush. Like, as far as movies go, he was, oh my word. I'm interested to see mainly just how I feel rather than how the movie is. Just how I feel with him not being there.
So there's going to be no romantic subplot then, right?
I think so. I think they're cutting that out.
Oh my lord.
I mean, that's fair.
I think it's just, you got to think of it as not a replacement of the original and something to like kind of coincide with it, or like an AU.
Yeah.
Like an alternate version of the story.
Yeah. I mean, if we're on favorite Disney movies, that's why the Aladdin remake disappointed me so much, because Aladdin's my favorite. And it's just like, when you don't have Robin Williams or like all the original stuff with it, it's just not the same. And it was kind of a bad movie.
See, I hadn't seen the original Aladdin before seeing the remake somehow. So just watching the remake first, it was like, this is an okay movie. But it's like something about the original. Like, it being animated helped a lot for me personally. Yeah. I just liked it better.
Yeah.
Like, it was more. And then, yeah, Robin Williams is half the reason to watch the movie.
What made the remake so bad is because they made Will Smith play Genie in the way that was designed for Robin Williams. Disney designed Genie specifically around the character that Robin Williams could provide. So then trying to make Will Smith fit into that box when he's a totally different personality, it just didn't quite work out.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That's why I felt, yeah, so weird. You're totally right on that. It's just like you said, he's just a completely different personality. He's a great personality and he could do it pretty well, but it's just not the same, so it kind of clashed. Mm-hmm.
Like, if Will Smith could do Genie his way, I'm sure it would be a better movie. But I think they just wanted to grasp onto the legacy that Robin Williams left with that movie instead of letting or giving Will Smith the room to perhaps create his own.
I think, like you said, with the animation, Cole, it's like an animation. You can do so many, like, zany, fun things that live action, like, can't really replicate, and that's why it's like so much more fun in the original.
Oh, and like, it probably, like you're saying, Claire, if they did a version of the Genie that was more suited to Will Smith, it would almost be more worth watching, because I feel like that'd be a different movie. Mm-hmm. But like, it'd be like a different movie with the same structure, which I think is interesting.
It could still technically maybe be a poor movie due to other aspects, but it would at least probably be better if they allowed Will to go his own way.
Well, does anyone else have another like post-quarantine thing? Kind of getting back on that they want to do. Do you have any, Justin? Have you shared one?
Mine is basically the same as everyone else, just as soon as it's over, just hanging out with friends. Because it's just, like, over the phone, yeah, you can talk to people, but it's just not the same, of course. So everyone kind of said, except for the state fair, I don't plan on going to the state
fair. I probably won't either, but
I think
Justin, do you plan on more, like, concerts and stuff, too? Because I know you kind of do that stuff.
Yeah, like, my dad and I had plans to go see Vampire Weekend in September. So we don't know if that will happen. And then we also had a plan to go to Ohio and see an Ohio State football game. So we don't know if that will happen either. So, I mean, hopefully by then we'll be able to go out, see some sports, see some concerts, and you know, enjoy life. But I don't know.
That too, we haven't really touched on. Like, as someone who is into sports more than I feel like most of us here are, like, what do you think it's going to be like when sports actually start back up again?
It'll be weird. I keep hearing that there's rumors of, like, golf and baseball coming back early, but with no fans.
Oh, weird.
And I'll just be like, well, that'll just make golf quieter.
Really?
And then they talked about having football with no fans. I'm like, that will be really weird.
Yeah, I like really throw off the players.
Yeah.
And yeah, no. So I just think, I don't know. It's really one of those, I just have no idea what will happen.
Are you going to reschedule your Grand Canyon trip after?
Yeah, we had plans to go early May, and so we're going to try to just reschedule for next summer. Because now we're all 300 pounds heavier. Which is keeping me.
You can't walk that far. Just trekking around. I know the events in general, my friend got tickets to see Wicked in Des Moines, and she's really anxious about whether or not that's still going to be on. She, like, told me if Wicked's going to have to cancel, she's going to flip tables.
When was she going to go see that? What month?
I think maybe June, early June. And she goes, oh, this better settle down around May or something. They better not stop this for me. She's going to see it with her sister, I believe. And it's freaking Wicked. I mean, if you got tickets for that, if anybody got tickets for that, like, very few people would be totally content with having the show cancel.
Right, yeah.
My girlfriend, actually, like, she had gotten tickets for her and her mom to go see BTS, but that got postponed.
Yeah.
My roommate was obsessed with, like, yeah. I was like, okay, chill out. I don't know what they're saying. I don't understand.
It's not about what they're saying. It's about the feeling they give.
Oh, my God.
The feeling.
Like a too happy, like, pop feeling. And their videos are super cringe because they, like, I can just feel the boy bandish of, like, hey, girl, like, come here. Like, where's that key?
Oh, you can definitely tell. Like, if, sorry, but with any language, like, you can, like, almost recognize when they go, like, hey, girl, because you just hear it enough where you're like, I think I know.
Yeah, literally.
Like, they look you up and down, and they're like, hey, girl. And I'm just like,
girl.
Yeah, like, I don't think I've ever met a BTS fan who's not, like, super into it. Like, there's really no in-between. Either don't like them, or you're, like, obsessed with them. At least that I've found.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just kind of like them.
Yeah, I live with a couple of them.
But going back to the sports thing, my dad and my brothers are obsessed with soccer. And so right now is the season where they'd be playing outside. So every Sunday, my dad disappears for 4 hours, and he'll just go to a soccer field, play some soccer, like, in an actual league, and then he'll just stay there to watch, like, two or three other games. And my brothers will usually have, like, their soccer games on their weekend because we sign them up for, like, their sports club. And so it's really weird seeing, like, on the weekends, especially Sundays, and not having to, like, rush to a game, or because me and my mom are, like, the assigned soccer moms. So we'll, like, carry the chairs, we carry the drinks, we have some snacks. Sometimes
we got orange slices.
Yeah. And, like, every time we have to bring snacks, like, we bring the cooler. It's just, it's weird. So I didn't know I missed it, because sometimes I'd be like, oh, I have to be here again. But, yeah, that's one thing I do look forward to, is going back to yelling at the refs.
Okay. Well, we're kind of running up on the time limit here, so it was nice to hear what everyone's plans are.
And, yeah, this is a
hopefully one. Hopefully they pan out and that won't be too much longer. I've heard a matter of months up to 2 years, so who knows? But anyway, the only thing that's certain is that this podcast will be here.